Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
It's now time for a chat with Stu and Mitch from Inner Demons Riders Club. Thanks for coming into the studio.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
How are you guys doing?
Living the dream.
It's a bit soggy out there today at the moment, isn't it?
It is.
It is.
Yeah. Right, let's get a ball rolling, shall we?
Let's go.
Right, can you tell me and the listener a little bit about Inner Demons Riders Club, such as how long you've been a Riders Club and what inspired you to become a club or start a club, as it were?
So, Mitch has always been on bikes. He's managed to get me and my brother-in-law into bikes as well. He actually had a bad time with his mental health earlier in the year.
Right, okay, I'm sorry to hear that.
And it kind of, we needed a project to keep his mind busy, but also during that time, he didn't get a lot of support from the system. So it was also a way to raise awareness for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, obviously, I feel like the system failed. And then you lose, for me personally, it was losing my anchor point for my kids.
Yeah.
That's what kept me at bay. And then obviously having the bike group, friends around me, pulled me through, and now obviously with the Inner Demons, it's carried me on, let's say, in a good positive way.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I've noticed, I suffer with mental health issues myself.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, some people do fall through the gaps in the system. It's just one of those things, unfortunately. Yeah. But when you do have an issue, you have to have an anchor point at some point to keep yourself grounded.
Yeah.
Otherwise, things can go very wrong very, very quickly. And obviously, we know what that possible outcome may be.
Yeah.
And I don't want to see that happen to anybody. Do you know what I mean? This is why I've got you on the show, having a chat about certain issues that we can all help each other with in some way or
definitely, yeah.
Some way or some form or another, do you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
So that was your inspiration then. So you've fallen on some hard times.
Definitely, yeah.
You had some issues. I don't want to go into it too much because it's a personal issue. If you want to talk about it, you can talk about it. If not, please don't talk about it on radio, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's fun.
You know, it's one of those things. So you started a support group and a network, as it were, to support your friends and your family around you then?
Yes, pretty much, yeah. It started, there was a core group of about six of us, weren't there?
Yeah.
We were all riders anyway. And then we had the idea of setting a club up. I say a club, it's a riders club. So we accept anyone. And it was, the main focus was men's mental health.
Yeah. Just like a brotherhood to keep each other sane, as it were.
Yep. And it's just grown from there, really. We've gone about 4 months.
Yeah, I'd say it's about 4 months, yeah.
So you're quite a new club to the island.
Yes.
You're quite a new riders club, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay then, so the club's a bit more than a group of people that ride there, isn't it? Because, Stu, you've taken part in a mental health course, haven't you?
Yeah, I've actually, well, as soon as it happened, an opportunity at work came up to become a mental health first aider.
Oh, right.
So I took that course, passed that last month.
Can you tell us, congratulations on passing the course, by the way.
So,
can you tell us a little bit more about what you did on that course?
So the mental health first aid course was a Zoom call throughout the day. They basically just highlight different mental health issues.
If like you signs to look out for and things like that.
Yeah, signs and symptoms. If you think somebody's got it at work, how to signpost them to help.
Right.
That was a more basic course. But the other course I signed up for was government funded. It's a mental health awareness certificate.
Oh, wow.
So that is, I think it was 16 weeks. And I'm on module 6 now. But that covers everything from depression, anxiety, PTSD, bipolar, everything.
Oh, wow. So it's quite an in-depth course.
That
then.
One is an in-depth one, yeah.
Right.
About halfway through that at the moment.
Okay. Well, I wish you all the best with that one.
Cheers.
Then. So do Inner Riders Club have regular ride-outs and meetings? If so, what are the details?
Well, obviously, once a week, we like to attend the ride bike nights down Swan Lake in Ride.
That's by Big Kahuna Burger,
it is,
isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we like to go to that one, and then me and Stu have had a chat about starting a regular ride out and a meet up on Wednesday evenings, Ride Super Bowl.
Oh, right, yeah.
To obviously meet new people, get people to come and
share their emotions, their feelings, have a chat, and
perhaps
help some people at the same time as well then.
Definitely, yeah.
So you meet Mondays down at Big Kahuna Burger.
Yep.
And you're planning to start bike meets
this Wednesday.
Starting this Wednesday.
Yeah.
And that's Wednesday at Superbar. I assume that's in the car park, not actually at the bowling alley.
So we'll meet in the car park and then we'll wander in. We'll have a drink. If someone wants something to eat, basically sit around, have a chat, get to know each other. If there's any new members, welcome them in.
Okay, that's cool. Yeah. So if somebody wanted to join in a Demons Riders Club, what are the requirements to join?
Just ride a bike. Well, in fairness, it was originally a riders club, so it's not a motorcycle club, it's a riders club, which means we can accept anything from 50cc mopeds up to, we've got a 1200 Suzuki in the group, quad bikes, trikes. That was the original plan, but where it's mainly aimed at mental health, if someone wants to turn up to one of our meets on a push bike, or if they want to walk there, we'll still welcome them in. Obviously, the ride outs will be bikes only.
Yeah, you can't like ride up with a rock up with a push bike. It's like, come on, guys, pedal faster.
That's it. So the support side is there for anyone,
right?
But the riders club bit is more for the ride outs. We try and do ride outs most Sundays,
right?
But that goes up in the group.
Okay,
so we would post that up as and when.
If people wanted to know more about you, do you have a website and can you be found on social media?
Yeah, we've got Facebook. So there's a public page on Facebook. There is a members group. Mitch runs a TikTok for it, so there's videos that go up on there.
I think there's probably around 1,150 followers on that at the minute.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
TikTok, yeah.
Considering that you've only been going like 4 or 5 months, that's incredible, really. Yeah.
You're good at TikTok, though. I can't run it, but...
Yeah, you learn from your kids, don't you?
I haven't got kids, I don't know. I haven't learned anything from them, do you know what I mean?
But then I think the biggest place, we've got a website as well.
Okay.
And that actually has, so we've got a page on there for signposting. So if anyone's got, or they think they need some help, there's a lot of links on there to resources, locally and sort of national charities as well.
Oh, right. Okay.
So they can go to them, get the contact details for them. And we're also building a local businesses page on there as well.
Okay, so what's the website address if people wanted to know that?
It's www.innerdemonsrc.co.uk.
Right, okay. Now, just in case people are listening and they want to check it out and it's like, okay, I need some help.
Yeah.
Like, I've slipped through the system, unfortunately. These guys might better help me in some kind of way, and people want to reach out to you.
Yep.
They then have a way to reach out to you, because not everyone uses social media. So if we can open up channels for people in whatever way that they need help, if we can do that in some kind of way, it's better for everyone. And, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Definitely.
Right. So what have you guys got in the pipeline then?
A lot.
A lot.
It's where to start, really.
Well, start the date first, closest to us, and then work your way through them, and we'll just go from there, I suppose.
So we're starting with the ride outs. That's going to be a regular thing. We are
hoping... So that's starting this Wednesday?
Starting Wednesday, regular meets.
Yeah. Yep.
And then ride outs, again, we want to try and have like a set ride out once a month.
Yeah.
Any spontaneous ones will get posted online.
All right, fancy a ride, mate? Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's so annoying. I was like, do you fancy a ride? Yeah, go on. And that's
how it goes. Yes, pretty much, yeah.
After that, we are hoping to get some events sorted with mental health professionals.
Right.
So we're hoping to have a venue, get a speaker in to address all sorts of different topics, how to get help. I mean, if we can get them in to guide people, you might get people turn up that know they've got a problem but don't know how to ask for help.
Yeah, or perhaps don't know where they are down their journey, as it were. Because obviously mental health is like a rabbit hole. It's getting help and admitting that you've got help, you need help, is that first initial step.
Yeah.
And it's not until people realise that there is a problem that you then have to take the necessary steps. And there's always loopholes and things that can go wrong along the way.
Yeah.
So if there's another outlet for people to help them with their issues, then that's all the more power to you guys for trying to do that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, during the meets, if anyone's got something on their chest they want to get off, we don't judge. Mm. We've all got our problems. We've all got our issues, inner demons, just where the name came from.
Yeah.
So if someone turns up and they want to get something off their chest, spitball it. Just talk to us about it. We won't judge. If we think one of the links on the website will help, we can guide that way.
If
they just need someone to rant at, then go for it.
No, that's fair enough, man.
That's what we're there for.
So what else have you got in the pipeline then? Because I noticed you had a post about Newport Carnival, is it?
Ride Carnival.
Ride Carnival. Oh, sorry, I've misread it. I thought it was Newport Carnival, it's Ride Carnival. You guys, what's your involvement with Ride Carnival then? What's going on with that one?
So obviously we want to carry on spreading awareness,
the positivity.
And obviously there's two dates. One of them's the daytime one, the other one's the illuminated one. We're involved in both of them.
Oh wow.
Well, we're still discussing it at the minute, but
what's the general gist of what you're going to do then?
Obviously at the minute we've got flyers to give out, obviously showing who we are, what we do.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
It's also going to showcase that anyone is welcome.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter what you ride. We also want to get kids involved. Mm-hmm.
We're going to have basically groups of, hopefully a group of bikes. The logo for the group, we're going to bring that to life. So one of the riders has got an old school Yamaha Virago.
Yep.
So he's going to have the helmet and the demon head. That's going to be brought to life. So he's going to be the centre point.
Right.
And then there'll be bikes all around. We're going to have a couple of scooters there. Some people walking, giving out flyers and sweets.
Okay.
It's basically just to get eyes on the group and then ways to find us.
And ways to find you, which then can help other people with their mental health issues along the way at some point as well.
Yeah.
Okay, exactly. That's cool. Yeah. There's nothing better than help and love in this world. Do you know what I mean?
There's not enough of it these days.
You know, it's an old school thing, unfortunately.
It is, yeah.
You know what I mean? It's an old school thing. Well, I wish you all the best for the carnival. What else have you got in the pipeline?
We have been discussing it for a couple of months now. We want to do a mainland trip.
A ride out, yeah?
Yeah, a couple of weeks ago, I believe it was you and your wife went to Devon, was it?
Yes.
They left a little note on the table, and they said, do you want to explain what it said on the note?
We went to North Devon to a caravan park. When we finished, my wife used to clean caravans for a local site, and she left a note for the cleaners, and she left them a tip.
Oh, right.
On the note, she said, if you're a rider, look up our website, Inner Demons Riders Club. And sure enough, he joined the group, and he put a photo of her note up. So we do actually have a member in the group from North Devon.
Oh, wow.
So, I mean, if it ever got to the point where we have little clubs all around the country, that would be wonderful. But it's a long way off.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, you've got to walk before you can run.
That's
it.
Yeah.
You've got to start somewhere as well.
Absolutely,
do you know what I mean?
Yeah. But the dreams are there. They are.
It would be nice to obviously go and meet these people who are all over the place so they know who we are and where we've come from.
Who you are, what your background is, you know. Not getting into too much detail, obviously, do you know what I mean? But like, do you know what I mean? No, it's great that some positivity is being spread in the world today. Do you know what I mean? Like we've already said, there's not enough of it in the world at the moment.
Yeah.
Right, so let's sum up, shall we?
Go for it.
Right, if somebody wanted to join the Inner Demons Ridings Club, what are the requirements to join?
So nothing really, just go on Facebook. The main members group is on there. Just request to join. I think there's three questions, and it's basically where you are on the island, what you ride, and why you want to join.
Oh, it's a little questionnaire to stop spam and bots and things like that.
Yeah,
okay, absolutely. That's fair enough.
And other than that, there's no real requirements. If you think you need a group that you can rely on, meet up with, I mean, one of our members, I'm not going to name them, but before he joined the group, he was saying that he didn't have many friends on the island. He had his work lot, but not much out of that.
Yeah.
Since joining, he's become a part of the group. He's regularly involved in all the rides, the meetups, stuff like that. So he's actually found himself a group of people that he can call friends.
Well, that's nice.
So
that's nice.
Yeah. And that's kind of the hope for it, isn't it?
Okay, fair enough. So there's no real requirements.
Nope,
yeah? No. Okay, fair enough. So if people wanted to know more about Inner Demons Riders Club, do you have a website and can you be found on social media?
Yes. So the Facebook, you've got TikTok.
Yeah, what's Instagram.
TikTok? What's the TikTok handle?
I believe it's Inner Demons IOW.
But is the Instagram and the social medias and the Facebooks and the TikToks all connected together and then linked on the website?
They will be.
So if you type in, say, for example, you went to a search engine, typed in Inner Demons Riders Club, you would then find the social medias and the websites.
Absolutely,
Right, cool. And it will be, the process is being there to link them all together. So if you've got one, you've got the other
That's
as well.
It. Yep.
Right. Okay.
Where it's home built, we've done everything ourselves. We've had no help with it.
It takes time. Yeah. Trust me, I know. It takes time. You know, right. Okay, then. One last question is the curveball question. You ready?
Go for it.
What's your worst fear?
People say, some people say they've got fears of spiders. I think one's a bit deeper than that. I guess my worst fear is loneliness.
Okay, fair enough. No?
To be honest, I would have said the same, being in that dark place again. Yeah. That's probably my worst fear of where I was. Like I said, I'm nearly 30 years old and I've never been in a situation like that, and I don't want to go back. So I'll say that's my worst fear.
No, that's fair enough. No, that's absolutely fair enough. I'm going to say flying. the idea just no.
No?
No. I've never been on a plane in my life as a result of
that. Oh, once.
No, that's mad.
I was 17, I got diabetes. So there was the lady that ran the local shop was doing a skydive for JDRC, Juvenile Diabetes Research.
Oh, right.
She asked me to do it. And at 17, being fearless, I was like, yeah, that sounds like a plan.
I'll do that.
Yeah. 14,000 feet.
No. No. I mean, to the point, I'm that scared of flying. Every time we go on a holiday, we always go on a ferry and drive or ride. I've never been on a plane. No. I don't know. It's not the flying bit, really. It's like the sudden stop at the bottom. Do you know what I mean? It's like, no, I don't want to spend the last moments. It's freaking me out even thinking about it. Right, anyway. So I wish you all the best with your rideouts and
your groups and
your courses and everything. You guys are doing an amazing job to support the local community. So I think you should be very proud of yourselves.
Appreciate that. Thank you.
Do you know what I mean? I've said it once and I'll say it again. Some people just need that little bit of extra support and love in their life. And it appears that you guys are providing that extra love and support that people need. So give yourself a big round of applause and a pat on the back for that one.
Thank you very much.
I wish you all the best with the carnivals and everything else like that as well. It's been great chatting to you.
Thank you for coming on the studio.
Thank you for having us.
Ventures Radio, FM 104.6, broadcasting from the Riverside Centre in Newport, giving people the opportunity to broadcast no matter their age or ability. We make entertaining radio whilst offering affordable advertising for local businesses. Ventures Radio, ventusradio.com.